Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Prophetess Valerie Burrell. Grateful to God for another opportunity to come to join you, our listening audience, on this evening with another empowerment teaching. I'm excited. Can you tell? Can you hear it in my voice? I'm excited. I'm excited. Amen. Amen. We do thank each of you who have been joining us each week to share in these conversations. We thank you for your support. We do ask and pray that if you hear something on the Empowerment Place, it's been a blessing to you. We ask that you would consider sharing it, sharing the post on Facebook, on Twitter, letting somebody know to check us out on Blog Talk Radio, that we're here each Sunday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, with another relevant teaching, and we are just excited, amen, to be able to come and share these teachings with you all. On tonight, we're going to talk about the walk of faith. Callers on the line, amen, we're grateful to God for each of you. If at any time you have a question or you'd like to add to the conversation, we ask that you please press 1, and we will bring you live. Amen. Amen. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for this time that we're able to come together to dialogue. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you will speak tonight. Right now, we take authority over any hindering spirit that will try to raise its head to distract us from what it is the Spirit is speaking on tonight. And Father, we're giving you glory in advance for what you're about to do, for what you're going to allow to be spoken to empower not just me, not just my husband who's beside me, but for everyone who has an ear to hear. We thank you for it now. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I was reading through Psalms this evening and just running across some tremendous nuggets regarding faith. And I pulled some of those out so we can just sort of take a look at it tonight. We want to empower you. We know that as life happens, we all face circumstances. We all face situations. The word tells us that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers us out of them all. So right now, for someone who may be feeling a bit overwhelmed, you know, speaking to the students at Bluefield College on campus and online, next week for the students on campus is midterms, and they feel in some kind of way, amen, feeling a little bit overwhelmed. For my online students, next week is the end, amen, of their first subterm. Sometimes it gets a little overwhelming. Sometimes we're feeling hopeless. We feel like all hope is gone. We're oppressed. We're fearful. But God is our refuge. He is our strength. He is our present help in time of trouble. And that's what he wanted to remind us. That's what the Spirit wanted to remind us on this evening, that there is a walk of faith that we must take. We must endure as good soldiers. Whatever may come, we have to know that God is. He is. And he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. And I'm not just talking this because I'm talking this. I'm talking it first and foremost because I know it to be. I know it to be. But also the word tells us so. And the first scripture we're going to look at is Psalm 55:22. Psalm 55:22 reads this way: cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. Sustain means to maintain, to nourish, to provide food for, to bear up, to protect, to support, to defend, to supply the means necessary for living. He will sustain you. cast your burdens on the Lord. How many times have we tried to just handle situations on our own? I know quite a few. Well, I called this one and I asked them their opinion, but I'm not hearing them say, I have cast my burdens on the Lord, knowing that the Lord will sustain me, that because I am the righteousness of God, because I am the righteous, I am not going to be moved by whatever this situation is, whatever this circumstance is, whatever this trial or tribulation may look like. I am not going to be moved because I am trusting God. We say all the time, He is my all in all. And the truth of the matter is, you only make Him your all in all when you're able to see your way clear. But too often when we get in that place and we don't know how the story is going to end, we don't know if that bill is going to be paid, we don't know if that diagnosis is going to change, we don't know whether when the judge hits the gavel on his desk that he's going to sentence me to something that's so unthinkable, or he's going to let, we don't know. And when we get in these situations, as much as we say, God is my all in all, and God, I trust you, sometimes we find ourselves in a place where we're quivering with a bit of fear because we don't know. But God is saying, look, cast your cares on me. I care about you. I care about you. And if you are the righteous, the righteousness of God, He said, I'm going to make sure you don't even be moved. He said, you ain't even got to worry about it. That's something to give God thanks for. That's something to give Him praise for on this evening, to know that because I am His and He is mine, that there is nothing too hard for Him to pull us up out of, nothing that He can't deliver us from if we want to be delivered, if we have faith in God. Psalm 56, verses 3 and 4. I told you I'm going to give y'all word. I know this because my faith has been tried. My faith has been tried, and I can give you testimony behind testimony behind testimony of how I almost gave up, but I didn't let go. God kept me. God kept me. Psalm 56, I will trust in you. In God, I will praise His word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? Y'all hear this? Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God, I will praise His word. In God, I will put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? What can flesh do to me? I hear this word, and what can flesh do to me? It's saying, look, you got to put your flesh under subjection. When you get in those places where you're feeling some kind of way, you got to tell your flesh, I need you to align with the word of God, because the word of God tells me that God has not given me a spirit of fear, but that of power, love, and a sound mind. You've got to speak to your flesh and say, I am not operating based on my thoughts, my emotions, but I am operating according to the mind of Christ. I wake up in the morning and say to me, talk to myself, be ye transformed, Valerie, by the renewing of your mind. Have the mind of Christ as you go through this, according to what Valerie sees, what Valerie thinks, and what Valerie feels. But let this be a day where my steps are ordered by God, where I'm moving according to His plan, His purpose, and His will for my life. And because I am doing that, that will eliminate opportunities for faith, for fear to raise its head. Why? Because I'm trusting in God. I'm walking a walk of faith. I was watching TV earlier today, and a preview for a movie. I may call it wrong, but I think it's called Shaq. But there was a part in this movie where gentlemen were running on water, running. And one guy said to the other, how can I do this? How are we able to do this? And the guy was like, don't think about it. Just come on, let's just go. And they were running on water, looking as though, you know how when we were young and we would go and we would skip rocks? The way their feet were moving on top of that water looked like it was rocks skipping on the water, just moving. And I said, wow, what a tremendous sight. Because I know as much as we say we have faith in God, and the word says that we would have faith that the grain of a mustard seed, we can speak to mountains and mountains will move. And we were looking at the passage of scripture earlier today in Mark when Jesus had to speak to the storm and say, peace, be still. Do we have walk on water faith? Do we really have speak to the mountain faith? And literally, I speak to move mountains, but the mountains that have arisen in your life, the mountains that show up in the least expected, least convenient times in life, where it looks like things are going well, and then all of a sudden, here comes mountain. Unexpected debt, unexpected illness, wayward child, wayward husband, loss of job, mountain. These things that cause emotions within us to stir. But look, the scripture says, what can flesh do to me? It will only do what we allow it to do, because flesh we can put under subjection. Do y'all hear me? Under subjection. We have got to put our flesh under subjection in order that we honor the word of the Lord and honor that we live the righteous life, that we be the living epistle being read of men and be a good read, a read that will glorify God. And all this happens as we walk a walk of faith. Go back over to Psalm 42. Amen. Y'all walk with me. Turn with me. Amen. Psalm 42. Verses, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, and from the heights of Haran, from the hill Mizar. Deep calls unto deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All your waves and billows have gone over me. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, a prayer to the God of my life. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with. He's with us. Do you understand? God is with us. The word tells us that he's never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He's with us, closer to us than any brother, never leaving us, never forsaking us. He's with us. Despite what circumstances and situations arise in our lives, he's with us, and he wants us to rely on him, to trust the process, to be willing to go through it, having faith in him. We say he is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. If that is the truth, if you really believe that, if you know he is your beginning, you know he is your end, then trust the process and remain faithful, keeping the faith throughout the whole ordeal. And say, yeah, I hear you, prophetess, I hear you, and I do that, but sometimes. What does that but sometimes get? Be real. What does that but sometimes get you? Because when you have those but sometimes moments, that's generally when your flesh is rising up. That's generally when you're trying to do the situation on your own instead of heeding to what the Spirit is speaking to you. That's usually when you are getting wrong counsel. Oh, did I say that? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I said that. When you have these problems, you have these situations, you have these opportunities to show forth the greatness of who God is, but you would rather call Johnny Do Nothing and Sally Complainer to get their opinion on what you should do. And neither one of them seeking God. They ain't giving you godly counsel. They're not giving you no word. They're giving you their opinion. And guess what? We all got one. But you have to know who you are. You have to know your relationship with the Father such to know that He will take care of you. Such as, yes, God, I know. He's reminding us. He said, just look back over your life. Look back over the last 2 or 3 years. For some of us, we can look over the last 2 or 3 months and testify to how God has moved in your life, how He has made ways out of no way, how the Holy Spirit has spoken and given insight and direction on decisions that we should make in our lives, such that we don't have to jump over hurdles. The way has been made plain because of how He loves us. Oh. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, Lord. Let's go over to Psalm 46, verses 1 through 11. 46. Amen. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered His voice. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolation in the earth. When the glory of His house is increased. Oop, I skipped over a wrong page. Forgive me. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Verse 10 of Psalm 46 says this, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. In this faith walk, the Spirit is saying this. Sometimes you just got to be still and know that He is God. This word says that He will be exalted among the nations. He will be exalted in the earth. That He is with us and He is our refuge. So if you're having a troublesome time, if you're feeling oppressed, overwhelmed, if you're fearful, whatever the circumstances or situations that have arisen in your life that you're currently confronting, God is with you. It gets hard. It does. It's challenging. I'm not going to call it here. It's challenging. Sometimes you do feel overwhelmed. Sometimes it even causes you to question, am I going about this the right way? Did I really make the right decision? Or Did I miss a beat? Did I skip over something? What exactly happened? God, I need your help. And he said, you know, I left help for you. The Holy Spirit is there to comfort you, to guide you, to lead you into truth. He said, when you're troubled, and I'm asking you to stand still and see that I'm God, I want you to rely on that which I gave to you, the gift of the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of you. You've got to know that you don't have to rely on yourself to get answers. You don't have to try to redo anything. You don't have to invent anything new. The answer will be there when you need it, if you would just be still. Be still and know that I'm God. And it might be somebody listening tonight who doesn't know God, who doesn't have a relationship, Father, and a pardon of your sin. Guess what? You're in the right place at the right time, because tonight you can receive him as your own. You can receive him as Lord and Savior of your life so that you don't have to feel overwhelmed. You don't have to feel by yourself. You can know him and you can trust him and you can rely on him in time of trouble, knowing that he is with you. There is no need to fear. The burdens that you have been carrying, he's saying, cast cares on me. Cast your cares on me, because I care for you. You know, I love the word of God. I love how God reminds us about how he knew us before he even placed us in our mother's womb, how he had already spoken a word over our lives, how he had called us to be prophets to the nations before he even placed us in our mother's womb, y'all. So knowing that, also know that the situations that we face in life, trials that we go through, those moments that we feel in some kind of way, God knew about those. He knew it was going to happen. But he's already placed on the inside of us everything that we need to get through this. He is our comfort and our strength, a very present help in time of trouble. He's saying, I am with you. Just need you to trust me. I need you to have faith in me. Have faith in me the same way you have faith in the key that you put in the ignition of your car. Have faith in me the same way you have faith in that sofa or that love seat that holds you every time you sit down. Have faith in me the same way you trust the floor that you stand on when you get up in the morning, that it won't let you fall through. He says, have faith in me that I am God, and I'm God all by myself. I am your way maker. I am. I am your bridge over troubled waters. I am. I am that I am. But I need you to trust me. I need you to have faith in me. Have faith in me greater than faith in anything else that you know. Because I'm God. I'm here for you. But I need you to be willing to take the walk of faith. Trust me, even when you don't see your way clear. Because the word tells us the steps of the righteous are ordered by God. He's ordered your steps, my friends, my brothers, my sisters. He's ordered our steps. He has a plan for your life. And I know that many struggle because they really don't understand what it is that God is doing or what it is he desires to do in their lives. And they're walking around aimless, constantly trying to figure it out on their own. But he says, be still and know I am God. Rely on me. Trust my word. Trust my word. Trust my word. Let me take care of you. Let me take care of you. I'm excited tonight to be able to exercise faith in God and to experience the manifestation of his promises. You know, it's something when God comes through in that 11th hour, 59th minute, 58th second, and you saying, oh, I don't know how, and then all of a sudden, here's your answer right before you. And he was like, you didn't have to worry. I hadn't gone anywhere. I was right here. I was working it out on your behalf. I was working it out. Just trust me. We do have callers on the line, amen, on tonight. If there's a question or a comment you'd like to add, we do have a few minutes before we go off the air. We'd be happy to hear from you, amen. Any questions or comments on tonight? Praise God. Amen. Well, Elder Vivian, thank you all for joining us tonight. Amen. As we're all on this walk of faith, we're going to confront things daily, opportunities. I'm going to call them opportunities because in that opportunity we have a choice to make, whether we're going to rely on God or rely on self. And we know when we rely on self, that's just a ticket for trouble. Amen. But if we rely on God, have faith in God, we know that we can have an expected end that's going to be great because it's going to be done according to his will, plan, and purpose for our lives. We want to invite you all who are in the Richmond Tri-Cities area, amen, those in West Point, King William, New Kent, Middlesex, Matthews, Gloucester, amen, in any area in between, amen. On March 25th, 2017, the Empowerment Place will be hosting a gathering called It's All About the Relationship. We are inviting those single, those engaged to be married, those married, separated, divorced, widowed, whatever your status may be regarding relationship, we're inviting you to come out and join us at New Creation Ministries in Cobbs Creek, Virginia. Again, March 25th, starting at 10 o'clock a.m. This is a free event. Yes, I said it. Free. We do ask that you go to Eventbrite and register in order for us to have an appropriate account to prepare lunch for those who attend. But this is a free event where we want God to be glorified, and we don't want anybody to have an excuse as to why they couldn't be there with us. Again, this will be at New Creations Ministry in Cobbs Creek, where the pastor is Prophetess Cheryl Fulk. And that happens on March 25th. 2017. So we ask that you plan to join us there, for we believe that it will be a time of empowerment. Father, we thank you for your time tonight. We thank you for how you've been in the midst of us. Holy Spirit, thank you for speaking to and through me. Thank you in advance, Father, for the seeds that have been planted in the spirits of those who have an ear to hear, that you would be glorified, that you would bring increase in their walk of faith, that they would trust you more, that they would continue to count on you, oh God. And we thank you for it now and count it done in Jesus' name. Amen. We will be having prayer tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Any prayer requests, please send them. Inbox me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell, or email us at empower_yourself@yahoo.com. Until next time, we love you and we pray that you will be empowered. Good night.